You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Alex Jones is patient zero. I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away, I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. That's what matters. Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again. That is punishment.
And they testified that I won't settle, I won't give $1.5 billion I don't have, and I'm a liar, and no one wants to shut me down, so shut him down immediately. Have you ever been gaslit? Because you're the people being lied to. And I got all the other videos of Maddie and them saying, we know he's criminal, we're going to find all the hidden money, we're going to find the offshore accounts, and none of it was there. A tiny lake house, 127 acres, and my main house. And I sold my big expensive house that I made a really good move on for $2 million, sold it for $7 million 2 years ago and put it all into this operation. All of it.
Alex Jones is patient zero.
So here is CNN, short and sweet, admitting we want him shut down. Here it is.
If the judge rules today that this company must be liquidated, it will essentially take InfoWars out of the hands of Alex Jones. What's really interesting, actually, is just in the last 2 days, the families also requested that Alex Jones' social media accounts, his X/Twitter account, will also be liquidated, arguing that this Twitter account, his X account, is essentially like a customer base. It'll be really interesting to see how the judge rules from that. Now, Jones, for his part, for the last few days, has continued airing his shows, has continued peddling lies about who is behind these cases. He was broadcasting even on his way to Houston to court. Now, for the families, they actually, I spoke to one of the lawyers for some of the Connecticut families, and he says that they are trying to find the most amount of accountability that the legal system can deliver, and that the money is just one component of that and not the most important component of it. For them, the most important component of this is to essentially try to get Alex Jones's damaging lies and conspiracy theories that he continues to peddle off of the airwaves.
Get Alex Jones off of the airwaves. Take away his social media. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory. I made it up.
Alex Jones is patient zero.
Jones has asked the Senate families to vote for a bankruptcy settlement that would have paid them $55 million, which I don't even have, but I don't care about the money, so I'll stay on air. But they unanimously rejected the deal, and offered their own proposal for selling the assets. Now, here's the proposal. And this is what's so naked. Overhead shot, so people can see this, please. Just straight shot of this. While the liquidation will yield only a fraction of the money he owes the families in a kangaroo court, they objected to his proposal because it would have kept him in control of both InfoWars and his wealth for many years, while also capping the total amount that he would pay towards the defamation case.
Alex Jones is patient zero.
Here is Reuters, where they admit they tried to shut me down, and then it didn't happen. And then I've got the Daily Mail with Chris Maddie saying, Jones made all this up. Jones claimed was manufacturing a crisis. Overhead shot, a little clean shot on that. A manufactured, it's made up. Nobody's trying to shut him down. That's 2 weeks ago. Now they're all over the news. We want him shut down. That's how stupid they think you are. You're not stupid.
Alex Jones is patient zero.
When they shut us down, it wasn't a shutdown. No one's censoring you. No one's attacking you. No pedophiles are coming after your kids. The border's not wide open. Remember, till a year ago, Biden said the border wasn't open. And once none of that worked, he's like, well, of course it's open. It's Trump's fault. Gaslighting, 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 gaslighting.
whether it's the World Economic Forum, whether it's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, whether it's Open Philanthropy and Dustin Moskowitz. We know that all of these organizations thought that they could bamboozle all of us. They thought that by putting fact checkers on every post, we'd stop sharing posts. They thought by canceling people that we wouldn't actually listen to people's voices. But the bad news is for them, we continue to do it. So what are the simple things that you can do? The simple things you can do, like I said before, support the alternative platforms that are allowing these voices to be heard. Make sure that you actually have these conversations. Without the utility of this voice and this platform, we will lose the war. So our job is really simple. Share this, communicate this, support
the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarStore.com for products to keep strong and prepared. Donate and share the videos at band.video.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the InfoWar, American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Follow us on X at InfoWars Journal. Follow me at Harrison H. Smith. Take your calls this hour on Julian Assange. I want to know what you think is behind this release. Again, it's like, I guess I'm just traumatized. Like, things are so bad so consistently that when something good happens, I'm like, wait, what? Why? But why, though? Why are they acting nice all of a sudden? Is this some sort of abusive tactic? Is this some sort of cult programming tactic where you're nice to us to lure us back in? Is this one of those abusive relationship things? Is there something I'm missing? Because there's actually released conversations where Hillary Clinton is like, can we just drone strike this guy? They have wanted to destroy Julian Assange for so long and have just acted so egregiously in this case that now for them just go, oh yeah, plea agreement. Yeah, go on back to Australia. It makes me wonder what's really going on here. So I want to know what our audience thinks about this. Give us a call about Julian Assange, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here on American Journal about what this is all about. You know, and obviously it was disappointing that Donald Trump didn't release this stuff himself, or rather pardon Julian Assange, or push for a plea deal of some sort while he was in office. That was one of the major disappointments, one of the major flip-flops from his campaign in 2016, where he talked very lovingly about WikiLeaks, only to forget about them completely once he was in office. And it always kind of made sense to me in the sense that I can just see how the conversation would go. I can just see Donald Trump, you know, being told by some of his supporters, hey, you really should focus on this Julian Assange thing. He's like, all right, I'll bring it up during the next, you know, national security meeting. He says, you know, what about Assange? Can we get Assange out? And I'm sure he was told, look, sir, Julian Assange put our men at risk. The information he released, caused multiple CIA agents to be killed. He's basically a murderer. And, you know, it's for the sake of the American soldiers that he caused to die, that we have to pursue this to get justice. Or maybe they, you know, if he gets out, sir, he could release information that would see the entire, all the operations we're carrying out all over the world go to waste. Do you want the blood of 100 CIA agents on your hands, sir? Because that's what'll happen if we release it. Like, I can just see the conversation now. I can hear it now. And I can see him going, yeah, all right, that sounds pretty bad. Never mind then. Drop it. Forget about it. I can see it happening. It kind of makes sense to me. The language that they use, the strings they can pull, the secrets they have access to, whether real or not. These people are the controllers of the secrets, so they can come out and go, Look, the public doesn't know this, but this is why we're really going after and present something that's convincing. I can just see it happening. He should have done it anyway. I'm not excusing him. He should have pardoned him anyway. But I could see how they could manipulate Trump to not let this guy out. So why have they let him out now? Again, the Biden supporters don't like Julian Assange, as far as I know. They all blame Julian Assange for stopping Hillary from getting elected. Because it was, you know, Julian Assange that released the WikiLeaks that caused the whole Russiagate conundrum. And that might have been another thing that they could lean on Trump for. Because all of this was intertwined, right? The whole Russiagate thing started when Trump made the joke about, hey, if Russia has the emails, release them. Right? And they're like, oh, he's asking an enemy to spy on a presidential candidate. We got him. And they went after him that way. So Biden supporters like blame Julian Assange for kneecapping her presidential campaign. So I don't get how this could be beneficial to Joe Biden politically, necessarily. Obviously, it wasn't even, I mean, it's not like Biden pardoned him. As far as I can tell, Biden hasn't made a statement yet. I mean, maybe we'll see during the debate if he says something, but I don't even think he will. I don't know. Again, I'm still just wondering what it is that brought this change about. So the U.S. formally asked the U.K. to extradite Julian Assange to face charges that he conspired to hack government computers and violated an espionage law in 2019. And we can get into the misapplication of these laws in general. I mean, he's not even an American citizen, so. Anyway, after 5 years, the request has been dropped, with the U.S. having come to a plea deal with the WikiLeaks founder. But why now? Former CIA Chief of Staff Larry Pfeiffer says it's not unusual for these sorts of espionage cases to be adjudicated through plea deals. In these sorts of cases, justice may not be the only issue that needs to be dealt with, he told Sky News. Mr. Pfeiffer said that if the case ever went to trial, it could have risked sources and methods that the U.S. military and government use being exposed. This case also served as a thorn in the U.K.-U.S. relationship and the U.S.-Australian relations, he added. It was creating issues surrounding what we all love, which is liberty and freedom of the case. By resolving this, we resolve some of those troublesome issues. Not really, but okay. In March, Dame Victoria Sharp and Mr. Justice Johnson dismissed most of Assange's legal arguments, but said unless assurances were given by the U.S., he would be able to bring an appeal on three grounds. These assurances were that Assange would be protected by and allowed to rely on the First Amendment, which protects freedom of speech in the U.S., that he would not be prejudiced at trial due to his nationality, and that the death penalty would not be imposed. 3 months later, in May, two high court judges ruled that he would be allowed to appeal against being extradited, would not face the death penalty, and that he could rely on the First Amendment if he faced a trial for spying. The Australian government said it continues to provide consular assistance to Assange. Prime Minister Albanese has been clear, Mr. Assange's case has dragged on for too long and there's nothing to be gained by his continued incarceration, a spokesperson said. Well, for whatever reason, he's been released. He has been released, and that is a wonderful thing. Now it's time to get back to work. And that's sort of the point, right? Is that he's not going back to work. They've destroyed him. They've kept him, for all intents and purposes, illegally confined for nearly a decade. And eviscerated a very powerful spotlight on the corruption of the American government. And the irony remains that the person who has revealed the war crimes has been prosecuted far, far heavier, more heavily than the people who committed the war crimes. InfoWars store, or InfoWars.com rather, has the story. Breaking: Assange to be freed. DOJ agrees time served plea deal with WikiLeaks founder. Again, I wonder if he'll be able to do interviews. I wonder if he'll be able to start up his work again. I mean, I doubt it. I doubt he'd even want to. And I imagine that was part of the plea deal. I just imagine that part of the plea deal was, I promise I won't reveal your secrets anymore. Stop trying to kill me, and I won't tell everybody what you've done. I wouldn't be surprised, and I wouldn't blame him if that was the case. In February, the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Torture, Alice Jill Edwards, said Assange should not be extradited to the U.S. to face trial, saying he suffered from depressive disorder and was at a risk of being placed in solitary confinement. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, if you would have asked me even like a week ago what the outcome I thought of Julian Assange would be, never in a million years would I have said, yeah, they'll probably just give him a plea deal and let him go home. That was just never on the table, as far as I knew. I had no idea that this was a possibility, and it's wonderful to see it come to pass. But just to remind ourselves of some of the reasons why they've so mercilessly pursued Julian Assange, we can take a look back at some of the revelations that he brought to public. Julian Assange and WikiLeaks new cables bombshell, ISIS created by CIA. Julian Assange and WikiLeaks have been hard at work and have just released, and this is all the way back in, I think this was 2016. Yeah, November of 2016. Just released 500,000 new cables from 1979, which trace the origins of ISIS and illustrate how the CIA and U.S. foreign policies helped in forging their creation. On November 28, 2016, WikiLeaks released Carter Cables 3, which coincides with the anniversary of their first release of cables on November 28, 2010. Julian Assange explained that the year 1979 marked a pivotal moment in world history, and that a wild year politically, and that in all other ways, and one in which numerous countries saw assassinations, revolts, coups, bombings, wars of liberation, and political kidnappings. The new WikiLeaks diplomatic cables that Julian Assange and his organization have just released make riveting reading and describe how now Islamicist terrorism and ISIS originally began through a project between the government of Saudi Arabia and the CIA. They helped create a Mujahideen force in order to fight the Soviet Union in Afghanistan, as the United States then perceived the Soviet Union to be their biggest threat at the time. The invasion of Afghanistan by the USSR would see Saudi Arabia and the CIA push billions of dollars to Mujahideen fighters as part of Operation Cyclone, fomenting the rise of Al-Qaeda and the eventual collapse of the Soviet Union. And basically just explaining that, you know, wars are all predicated on lies, and the enemies that we're fighting today were the allies we were arming yesterday, and just the various ways in which our own government seeds the farm for eventual reaping of war, creates the enemies that we then go to war with. Again, I wonder how different things would be if WikiLeaks was still in operation today, and what sort of revelations we would be seeing about the war in Ukraine or the war in Israel. What nefarious activity is going on that they're so terrified of being discovered and made public that they impeached Trump over it while he was president, for even looking into it, for daring to ask the question, hey, what's Joe Biden and friends doing in Ukraine? Hey, what's going on here with Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and John Kerry and Mitt Romney and all of their kids having very high up positions in Ukrainian oil companies? Hey, what's happening there? What's happening with the biolabs? What's happening with George Soros and the color revolution that took place? What's happening with the overthrow of the duly elected president and the imposition of U.S. puppet presidents? What's happening here? What is this? What's going on, Zelensky? And they impeached him over it for even daring to broach the topic. And I wonder what an organization like WikiLeaks could have done to prevent the horrific war that is now threatening to consume the globe. The United States helped provide funding to the Mujahideen forces, and this, along with the help of CIA, gave in order to train them with things like car bombings and assassinations, has led to the tactics that are currently in use by Al-Qaeda and ISIS today. The United States also funded a Mujahideen leader who had close ties to bin Laden and purported to be a heroin trafficker. And again, they just exposed all of the goings on, all of the nitty gritty, all of the internal documents that show that all of this was happening. And now, after a 12-year legal battle, he is flying back to Australia. Really incredible, and I want to know what you think about this. We go out to your calls now. Joe in Arkansas, Joe in Arkansas, is called in. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the air.
Yeah, Harrison, good morning. One thing, I think the timing is definitely suspicious. I am glad that he's out. He did a lot of good work, and he paid. he should never have been locked up, but I do think they're going to use him somehow. And I think he just got to the point where he's never seen his kids. Mm-hmm. So, but I think, the powers that be are going to use him, he'll say he had information on Trump years ago, whether he was a frequent flyer at Epstein Island or something like that. Well, I believe it's just going to be
actually,
more.
I didn't pull the video. I thought it was a video that I saw where Julian Assange was asked in an interview, like, well, you're publishing all this stuff about Hillary Clinton. Why don't you publish dirt on Donald Trump? And he goes, well, there isn't any. He actually said that in 2016. Cool. He was asked about Donald Trump, but he's like, yeah, we looked. There's nothing to report, actually. So I don't think.
But that is an
interesting thought, Joe.
Yeah. I just think the timing is suspicious, but I'm glad that he's out. Whatever the case, I mean, I just hopefully he didn't sign all his rights away, but I guess we'll see. And hopefully he gets to interview with somebody like Tucker Carlson or somebody like that.
That would be huge.
But we'll see.
That would be huge. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously we've had his brother on very recently. That was a very good interview with Alex Jones. So go back and watch that if you want to hear about sort of how things were developing up until now. So, yeah, hopefully, we can help, tell his story about what he's been through in the past.
Yeah.
But
he definitely been through hell. Yeah.
Yeah. If he wants to literally go, if he wants to pull a Joe Biden and just lie on the beach for the rest of his life, God bless him. He has done enough, right? He has served his time and changed the world with his revelation of the truth. Yeah. So good
That's
for him.
For sure.
Yeah. I wouldn't, if he signed a thing saying I will never I'll never be in front of a camera ever again. I wouldn't blame him for a single second, but the man's a hero, and it's just good to see that he's not, brain dead or just, dead. Thanks for the call, Joe. Let's go to Michael in New Mexico. What do you think the best case for Assange's release is?
So, if they just let him out, no strings attached in terms of deals they cut with him, it is really suspicious timing because we're in the final push to going to the November election. And what we do now makes a really big difference. So they've been trying to do psychological warfare on us for perhaps decades, and what they try to do is they try to soften us up so we almost think there's no fight to be had, and we're becoming very distrustful of the judicial system, not just in the United States. So perhaps they think if they give us some kind of victory that we'll can soften up in some way and get a bit more complacent, like, hey, we're actually getting victories, instead of realizing that sometimes people in races, they're winning, and then all of a sudden, somebody that was right behind them just starts to sprint ahead of them at the very ending and wins because they were holding something back, and I think they don't want us to make an effort in the end of this sort of election cycle. So, I think they might just be wanting to soften this up.
Yeah, it could be. And, I was talking about this yesterday, and it's like, well, I guess basically they got what they wanted, right? They punished him. They made an example out of him. They stopped WikiLeaks from publishing anything for the last 7 years, 12 years at this point. They got what they wanted out of him. And now they can just go, you know what, never mind. Now we've destroyed your life. Now that we've kept you from ever seeing your children. You know, now that we've destroyed your reputation and humiliated you and made you suffer relentlessly and now you don't pose a threat to us anymore. Yeah, you will let you go. And Rob Agueros was like, yeah, it's the same thing they're probably going to do with the January 6th people. It's probably the same thing. They'll probably, you know, send him through the ringer, send him to jail, only to later go, it turns out that all that was unnecessary. In fact, yeah, you can go now, actually. You can go home. And that would be great. You know, we'd love to see people on, you know, the political prisoners that we have here in America released in the same way. But this is the tactic. I mean, they were using lawfare against Julian Assange in the same way they're using it against Alex Jones, Donald Trump, Elon Musk. This is what they do. Remember, the first charge that Julian Assange was, you know, being faced with had nothing to do with espionage or hacking or publishing classified information. It was like a sex scandal from Sweden where people were accusing him of sexual assault. It's totally untrue, totally baseless, obviously. It was also obvious that that wasn't the reason they were going after him. That was just the excuse to go after him. That was the fabricated plot to go after him. When in reality, they wanted him because he embarrassed them and because they didn't want him releasing information about their misdeeds. So they frame him with something. So, you know, talk about patient zero. Julian Assange is, in many cases, patient zero for this lawfare. There's a video from, let's see, when was that? It was just a month ago, right? Yeah, April 2024. CIA plot to murder Julian Assange exposed by his brother on the Alex Jones Show. Gabriel Shipton is his brother's name. Let's go back. Thank you for the call, Michael. Let's go to Robert in Tennessee. What's your theory on this, Robert?
All right, so John Podesta headed Hillary Clinton's campaign, which John Podesta is a whole subject on itself. But when Joe Biden hired John Podesta, I think even Biden made the statement then that he would have to do something as far as pardoning Julian Assange, because then they had to prove actual malice. When he released those emails, he was a private citizen, but when he was hired by Joe Biden, he became a government official. And so this is actually the best case scenario for the DOJ. They got at least a plea bargain out of it. That's why.
Well, I'm still sort of confused. So why would Podesta being hired by Biden make them want to pardon or drop the case against Assange? That this seems like the opposite of what would be happening. It seems like
when it's a public official, you have to prove actual malice, which is a whole lot more than you would have to prove before.
Well, I don't think. This wasn't a defamation case, though. I mean, this wasn't a case against, you know, from Podesta. This was a case about espionage. So I don't.
Right. But if you're going to try espionage, you have to prove that you were able to kill sources of methods or someone died. You can't just charge someone with espionage unless someone dies. So anyhow, I do want to plug BrainForce and Top Brain from Dr. Jones Naturals. Super awesome.
BrainForce from InfoWarsStore.com and Top Brain from Dr. Jones's Naturals. Thank you very much for that call, Robert. More calls on the other side about Julian Assange. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us. You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't know why mainstream media is not talking about the most important economic development on global finance in our lifetime.
So you're saying right now the break's happening?
Yeah, right now. So it's happening as we speak. So look at that video that's on the screen. Those are after Putin said, I'm taking the U.S. dollar, and we're not going to allow it to be exchanged on currency exchanges. We're not going to allow it to be used in financial transactions anymore. There's lines of people for blocks and blocks and blocks trying to get into the banks in Russia, pull out their money because they think that these economic sanctions are going to destroy the ruble, which they're probably right. Right? They're absolutely probably right. But here's Putin's calculated move. He said, okay, it's more important to me to kill the U.S. dollar than anything else. So what happened when he did that? The Russian stock market down 15% in one day. Rosbank, one of the larger banks in Russia, basically closed its doors. They ran out of money. People cannot get money out of the banks. They're running out of capital. And so what Putin did, and this is where is it calculated? Is it evil? Is it smart? I don't know, but he's willing to hurt his own people temporarily to destroy the U.S. dollar. I mean, what a calculated move that could blow up in his face, or it could make the BRICS nations extremely powerful down the road. I would say it's the latter. I think the ruble might get hurt really, really hard. The stock market in Russia is going to get hit really, really hard. But if now, when you couple no more U.S. dollars in Russia with Saudi Arabia's deal of no more U.S. dollars for oil, well, they just killed the petrodollar. They killed the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. And I think that this is going to spread through the rest of the BRICS nations.
You'll probably, in this crazy market, actually make money, but I think it's clear to say you'll at least meet inflation instead of losing money and everything else. You need to get silver. That's the big thing. Get some gold as well. But Kirk's absolutely right. Silver is the thing that's got the most room to grow, and it is growing the most. 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, or kepm.com/gold. And they know that we sent you when you go to /gold, so be sure and do that. Dr. Kirk Elliott, God bless you, and thank you for all your support.
Thank you, Alex. We'll talk real soon.
God bless.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
There's an early 2014 email from Hillary Clinton, so not so long after she left Secretary of State, to her campaign manager, John Podesta. That email, it states that ISIS, is funded by Saudi Arabia and Qatar. The governments of Saudi Arabia and Qatar. Now, I think this is the most significant email in the whole collection. And perhaps because Saudi and Qatari money is spread all over the place, including into many media institutions. All serious analysts know, even the US government has mentioned or agreed with, that some Saudi figures have been supporting ISIS, funding ISIS. But the dodge has always been that's it's just some rogue princes. You're using their cut of the oil money to do whatever they like, but actually the government disapproves. But that email says that, no, it is the governments of Saudi and the government and Qatar that have been funding ISIS.
The Saudis, the Qataris, the Moroccans, the Bahrainis, particularly the Saudis and the Qataris, are giving all this money to the Clinton Foundation while Hillary Clinton is Secretary of State and the State Department is approving massive arms sales, particularly to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. Under Hillary Clinton, and our Clinton emails reveal a significant discussion about it, the largest ever arms deal in the world was made with Saudi Arabia, more than $80 billion. In fact, during her tenure as Secretary of State, total arms exports from the United States in terms of the dollar value doubled.
Doubled. And of course, the consequence of that is that this notorious terrorist jihadist group called ISIL or ISIS is created largely with money from the very people who are giving money to the Clinton Foundation.
Yes.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah, it is extraordinary what Julian Assange was able to reveal to the world. And of course, I guess it shouldn't be a surprise that they, people in power that he was exposing, would go after him with such fervor. The U.S. accused Assange of endangering the lives of confidential sources by releasing the unfiltered cables that had for years been seeking his and had for years been seeking his extradition, the U.S., that is. He faced 18 charges for his alleged role in the breach and faced a maximum of up to 175 years in prison. British authorities had sought reassurances from the U.S. that he would not receive the death penalty. See, it's one of those things that is a rule that has caused a lot of problems in Europe. One of the rules, it's the European Commission on Human Rights, I think, has a rule basically says you can't extradite people if they're going to face the death penalty. Like, I don't think anywhere in Europe has the death penalty anymore. And it's one of the things where, like, you know, an Iranian guy will be charged with rape in Germany or something, and they're like, well, but if we send him back to Iran, Iran will kill him for being a rapist, so he has to live here forever. It's one of those things where it's like, but just send him back, though. No, but just send him back to Iran. They'll take care of it. But in this case, obviously America has the death penalty, and being a spy is one of the cases where you can apply the death penalty, and so the British were legally barred from extraditing him until America would drop charges that had death penalty as a punishment. So very interesting. And again, just to give you a brief little rundown of the timeline here, Assange started WikiLeaks in 2006 as an online repository that would publish anonymously submitted material, including U.S. military's operating manual for its detention camp in Guantanamo Bay and internal documents from the Church of Scientology. In 2010, WikiLeaks was catapulted to global attention when it released video that claimed to show a deadly 2007 U.S. helicopter attack in Iraq. Soon after, WikiLeaks released thousands of classified U.S. military documents relating to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as a trove of diplomatic cables. Assange described the documents previously to CNN as, quote, compelling evidence of war crimes committed by U.S.-led coalition and Iraqi government forces. During his time in the embassy, WikiLeaks kept up its data dumps, including in 2016 when it released thousands of emails apparently hacked from the Democratic National Committee and emails stolen from the private email account of Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman John Podesta on the eve of the U.S. election. In 2019, Assange was pulled from the embassy by London's Metropolitan Police on an extradition warrant from the U.S. Justice Department and spent the next 5 years living mostly isolated in a 3-by-2-meter cell at Belmarsh Prison. The UN Special Rapporteur on Torture and Amnesty International were among those who called on the United Kingdom to halt the possible extradition, citing concerns over the risk of abuse and other ill treatment if Assange was sent to the U.S. Speaking in Parliament, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said, quote, regardless of the views that people have about Mr. Assange's activities, the case has dragged on for too long. There's nothing to be gained from his continued incarceration, and we want him brought home to Australia. So very nice to see he's been released. Again, we got to your phone calls to speculate about the political implications of this event. Mr. Process in Wisconsin has a comment on this. Go ahead, Mr. Process. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing, Harrison? Yeah, I think this is part of a process of killing somebody without killing them, because I think it's pretty apparent. I don't anticipate that he's going to be the great hacker wizard that he once was because of what they've done to him. You know, they come after your legacy, they come after your name, and they come after you sexually. You know, they ruin your life in every way they could, you know. Like how Hillary Clinton said, you know, I wish we could drone strike them. That'd be too obvious. So the next best thing is just to destroy them in every other way. So,
yep.
You know, I agree with you that he deserves nothing better than, you know, spending the rest of his days on a beach after what they've done him. They tortured him. It's tantamount of torture, putting him in a cell like that. It was like a 3-foot by 2-foot cell or something.
A meter, yeah, you know, two meter by 3 meter, yeah, hardly enough to lay down in.
Yeah, 2 meter by 3 meter, you know, like just that alone. And
yeah, it's brutal.
You know, they charged him with the rape charges, and, you know, his whole life he's going to have to be looking over his shoulder and watching what he says, you know, and kind of tangentially, you know, in a tangent, like it's shockingly similar to what happened with Alex Jones, how they come after him financially, come after his legacy, come after him releasing his personal text messages and stuff, all that crazy stuff, you know. Yeah. And it's all in the intelligence CIA targeted individuals playbook.
Yeah, 100%. The process is the punishment. And you know, like we were saying before, it's not like this plea deal can give him back the 12 years he has spent in isolation and torture. So yeah, they've gotten there.
I do agree.
Go ahead.
I do agree with that previous caller that there's a possibility they may have signed some deal and he'll come out now saying, like, you know, Trump was involved with Epstein or something. Like here in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, they replaced the Trump billboard saying that he called Milwaukee a horrible city. Now there's just giant billboards all over Milwaukee with Trump next to Epstein saying, like, remember. You know, mm-hmm. So that's a possibility. They could have made some deal. And honestly, if he did make some type of deal for his freedom, I really don't blame him, because it's a natural human thing to try to be a free person.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame him either. I don't think that's the case, though. I just don't. I don't think.
I don't either. I'm just saying it's a possibility. You know,
it's possible. I don't see that happening. But yeah, you know. Julian Assange really was patient zero for all of this. Hilarious, Trump next to Epstein. As if every piece of evidence from the Epstein documents wasn't people going, oh, you should ask Bill Clinton. He's like Jeffrey Epstein's best friend and hangs out with him all the time. And can you imagine if a government that was actually good and rewarded people like Assange?
I'm Dr. Robert Epstein. I've been to Texas many times because my late wife was from Corpus Christi.
All right.
She was killed, unfortunately, under suspicious circumstances the day after Christmas in 2019. It was during that year that I also first testified before Congress. Senator Ted Cruz was leading that session, Senate Judiciary. It's also that year that I gave a private briefing to AGs that was led by Ken Paxton. It was at Stanford University. After I came out of that hearing, one of the AGs approached me and said, Dr. Epstein, I don't mean to scare you. He said, but based on what you've told us, I think you're going to be killed in some sort of accident in the next few months. I was not, but my wife was. This could have something to do with the research that I do, because what I'm going to tell you now is how you can make Google and other companies accountable to the public.
But Robert Epstein has found is that Google has systematically manipulated search results, and they do it particularly to influence elections.
I believe the threats posed by Google are so serious that everyone needs to know about them.
A new study says that Google's search algorithm could actually help steal the presidency.
The controlling of algorithms on Facebook, Google, and TikTok, and what people can see and search is a huge deal.
People blindly trust high-ranking search results over lower ones.
If their search results favor one candidate, that can easily shift the opinions and voting preferences of undecided voters.
They have to manipulate their search results so that it gives them their political agenda that they want.
The biggest potential manipulator in this election is Google.
Google's algorithm is fixing what you're actually seeing. This is the key point.
I'm telling you that it's much bigger and badder than you could possibly imagine.
If we don't stop them in the 2024 election, Google alone will be able to shift between 6.4 and 25.5 million votes to one candidate.
Google is out here rigging our elections. And if they're not stopped, they're going to do it again.
The point is that we're capturing all the evidence. No one's ever captured the evidence before. We really are their worst nightmare.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol!
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
Folks, covering the release of Julian Assange. We'll be joined in the next hour by Native Patriot. And we're taking your calls this segment as well. Glenn Greenwald has this to say about the release of Julian Assange. The most sickening part is the U.S. government never wanted to bring Assange to the U.S. to stand trial. All they wanted was to destroy him for the crime of exposing their crimes. He is the most consequential, courageous journalist of his generation. There's so much to say about this strain, about the Assange case, the outrage of being detained for almost 15 years, being forced to plead guilty despite committing no crime. But on a human and personal level, it's beautiful to watch him leave prison a free man and finally able to leave the UK. Now, not everybody has such glowing terms about this. One person who has spoken out about this is Mike Pence, who says this: Julian Assange endangered the lives of our troops in a time of war and should have been prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. The Biden administration's plea deal with Assange is a miscarriage of justice and dishonors the service and sacrifice of the men and women of our armed forces and their families. There should be no plea deals to avoid prison for anybody that endangers the security of our military or the national security of the United States ever, ever. Now, the interesting thing about this post is that it has 3,000 likes, but 12,000 comments. And this was actually pointed out by Owen Schroyer, who points out, scroll forever in the replies and you will not find a single comment in support. How is it that we get politically dominated by these pukes when nobody likes them or what they say? He points out not just Mike Pence's comment, but Harry Sisson talking about Alex Jones being shut down. And I confirmed this. I fact-checked this. I scrolled through every comment in these threads. Not a single positive one. Not a single positive one. Mike Malice, you belong in Gitmo. You are filth. You are the criminals. You should sit this one out, traitor. Frog of Shame. Mike Pence should be thrown in Assange's old cell. Roger Stone. BS. Julian Assange exposed the corruption of you and your cronies. You are deep state trash. You do not have a career in politics anymore. Thank goodness. Nobody believes that, Mike. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. I scrolled through every single comment in this thread. Not a single person is like, yeah, totally. Yes, he should have been prosecuted. You're right. Nope. Not a single one. You are filth. You endanger our military by putting it in the hands of Joe Biden when you certified a fraudulent election. He's a hero. You're a traitor. Julian Assange has served humanity in ways that are difficult to fully grasp. By exposing corruption, evil, and the forces causing widespread suffering, he has done a great service. You are unworthy of speaking his name. Yeah. And it's a good question that Owen posts. How is it that these people are in the government? How is it that these people have control of our theoretically Republican democratic system when everything they say, everyone hates on both sides? Nobody likes these people. Nobody agrees with them. And yet they retain power. How is that? And somebody called Coco's dad posts this. Mike Pence with Hillary Clinton on this one. She wanted to drone Assange. Pointing out the quote, "Can't we just drone this guy?" Clinton openly inquired, offering a simple remedy to silence Assange and smother WikiLeaks via a planned military drone strike, according to State Department sources. The statement drew laughter from the room, which quickly died off when the secretary kept talking in a terse manner, sources said. Clinton said Assange, after all, was a relatively soft target, walking around freely and thumbing his nose without any fear of reprisals from the United States. This is how these people think. She's not joking. Like, that's the thing. She's like, can't we just drone strike him? And everybody's like, all right. She's like, yeah, he's like walking around. We could just drone strike him. They're like, oh, wait, you're serious? We thought that was a joke. We thought you were being purposefully outrageous because that's an insane thing to say. But no, she's serious. This is how these people think. You talk badly about them. You expose their secrets. They want you dead in a very real way. Go back out to your phone calls now. Daryl in North Carolina says this will be used to make Biden look good. I haven't seen anything about Biden responding to this or stating anything about this. I don't know if maybe the crew can find it. Biden has made a statement, but I don't think he has so far. How do you think this will make Biden look good, Daryl?
Well, what I think they'll do is we're 2 days away from the debate. So they can say, if I'm the deep state Democrat, they use the DOJ, so it's Biden's DOJ, to get this plea deal from him. So they can say, hey, look at us. We're the champions of free speech. We're the champions of journalism. Because in 2017, it was Trump's Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, who put the Assange case on the front burner. He really wanted to arrest Trump, so they arrest Assange. So they can really paint Trump as the guy who went after Assange and Biden as the guy who let him go. That's number one. Then they can turn around and go after InfoWars and Tucker and Rogan, and everyone will say, well, hey, what's going on? And they can say, no, we're the people of free speech. We let Assange go. So the deep state can do two things with this Machiavellian move. It's actually quite brilliant.
Yeah, you're not wrong. They might do that. I just have trouble. I have trouble seeing that happen. I mean, I guess I shouldn't be, you know, doubting of this, because the reason I hesitate to, like, you know, think that that's going to happen is because they've spent so long demonizing him. I mean, what I want to say is, like, well, no one in America would believe that. But then you see what people in America do believe. And it's like, maybe they can be flipped like this. Maybe, you know, the Democrats really can go out and go, actually, we freed Assange. And people will go, yeah, see, the Democrats are the champions of free speech, despite the fact that it's been primarily Democrats that have, you know, threatened to drone strike him, as we were just discussing. So I think you're right. And I think, again, they're only able to get away with this stuff because they have Americans so misinformed and basically delusional that they could make a claim like that and actually expect it to be believed. It's troubling, but I think that is true. Thank you for the call, Daryl. Very good point. Let's go to Jay in Connecticut. Wants to talk about Assange as well. Go ahead, Jay. You're on the air.
Hey, Harris.
Howdy.
I figure that maybe the to attack an embassy to go get this man and put him down is probably a bad idea by any government. So they wouldn't do that. So now by letting him out, he's free. He's like a free range chicken. Just got to grab him and do him in. And it's a terrible thing what I'm saying. I hope it doesn't happen. I think he's a hero, but I think that and/or they got something floating around in his blood, and with the proper waves of microwaves or whatever, turn it on the nanotech, and he'll start spinning and fall down dead. Who knows?
Right.
But I hope it doesn't happen.
No, but I get what you're saying, that maybe the extradition process was just taking too long. There are too many legal hurdles. They're like, I'll tell you what, we'll do a plea deal, let him out, and then just arrest him again for something else. They might do something like that. Yeah, like we said, a federal judge still has to sign off on this, and he's headed to United States territory near Australia where this will happen, because he basically wouldn't sign a plea deal that would extradite him to the continental United States or any of the 50 states. But he still has to be on U.S. soil to have this, finally adjudicated by a judge. So it could be that, maybe he gets arrested again. Maybe this is all just messing with him. I pray that's not the case as well. Thanks for the call, Jay. Let's go to Robert in Texas. I didn't see RFK's statement about RFK Jr. apparently released a statement about Assange. Robert in Texas on line 9. Thanks for calling in. What was this statement?
Yeah. Good morning. Can you hear me, Harrison?
I hear you fine. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, I just want to read this brief statement that he put out that I just stumbled across. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., quote, Julian Assange struck a plea deal and will go free. I am overjoyed. He's a generational hero. The bad news is that he had to plea guilty to conspiracy to obtain and disclose national defense information, which means the U.S. security state succeeded in criminalizing journalism and extending their jurisdiction globally to non-citizens. Julian had to take this. He has heart problems, and he would have died in prison. But the security state has imposed a horrifying precedent and dealt a big blow to the freedom of the press. End quote.
Powerful statement. What do you make of that, Robert?
Well, I think it's spot on. I think it's setting further precedent for going after journalists, and regardless of country of origin or citizenship.
Yeah. Yeah, troubling stuff, man. But he is certainly a generational hero. And that was a very powerful statement from RFK. So that's the statement.
I would like to add
quickly.
I would like to add one more thing quickly. My time on active duty, all active duty members of the U.S. Armed Forces were forbidden to read or access WikiLeaks.
I don't doubt that for a second. Thank you for the call, Robert. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything.
next level quality Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.